Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministry. And we're so excited today to be back on our radio broadcast on tonight. I just thank and praise God for an opportunity, you know, to be in the house of the Lord, to be where he would have me to be. He is just such a good and awesome God. I just thank him on tonight. We're going to get ready to call our praise, prayer, and prophecy hour to order. We're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer on tonight. I just give God all the reverence and praise on this evening. You know, God is such a good God, and what else can you say? I'm just so thankful on tonight, and he is such a good God. So we're going to, I just give God reverence, who is my life, and to Apostle Deans in his absence, and to all of you, my brothers and sisters in Christ. I just thank him tonight. I'm just been so full, you know, and I'm thanking God, and I'm taking every day, one day at a time. I give God praise, and I give him worship on tonight. We're calling our praise and prayer to order. Now I'm going to read the scriptures. Psalms 107. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he have redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the land, from the east, from the west, from the north, from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, thy soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distress. And he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of inhabitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. I just read you the first 8 verses of Psalms 107. May God richly add a blessing to the doer of his most holy word. We're going to have a song on tonight. We're going to have a song tonight. Before your throne of grace this evening, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we committed against you. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come tonight. Lord, we just confessing and repenting for any and everything that we've done against you, sinned against you, said against you. Father, we just repent right now. We ask your forgiveness and cleansing tonight through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Lord, we just thank you tonight. We thank you tonight, God. And we give you glory tonight. We magnify your name tonight. And we just come right now, God, asking you to bind up the strong man from our praise, prayer, and prophecy hour. Lord, bind up the strong man on tonight. Bind the strong man, every demonic foe, every demon on assignment. Your assignment is canceled on tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, I come tonight, God, asking you right now, God, to bind the strong man from our lives and bind the strong man from our family on tonight. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise tonight, and we give you glory on tonight, Lord. In the mighty name, in the name of Jesus, we give you praise, God, and we give you glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We give you praise on tonight, God, and we give you glory tonight. Father, I just come, Lord, just thanking you and praising you, Lord, and giving you all praises and glory on tonight. Thank you tonight, God, and thank you for strength tonight, Lord. Thank you for giving me a made-up mind tonight. Thank you for giving me determination tonight, and thank you right now, God, for giving me trust in you tonight. And thank you right now, God. And Lord, I ask you to bless everyone under the sound of my voice. Bless them, God. Bless their families on tonight. Bless each one of them. Cover them in the shed blood of Jesus and encamp your angels all around about them, Lord. And in the name of Jesus, I just thank you, Lord. Thank you right now, God. I thank you tonight. We'll be so careful to give you all the praise. And I ask you to let me decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase and minister to us on tonight, God. Encourage us tonight, God. I thank you tonight. We ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen. We give God praise on tonight, and we give him glory tonight. You know, God is such a good God. And I just thank him so much. I have so many things to thank God for. I do. I just love God on today. He is a mighty, mighty, mighty good God. And the things that he brought me from, I look back over my life, and God has been just good to me. I'm telling you, I just thank him on tonight. He's all that I have, and he's all that I need. You know, I can just sit here and talk about how good God is, minute after minute, hour after hour, days after days. God is good. God is so good. I mean, I don't know what more I can say. And I know that we all love God. I know we all love God. And he's different to each one of us. He's good to each one of us in his own way. You know, I can't tell it like you can tell it, and you can't tell it like I can tell it. I just thank God on tonight for what he's done for you or what he's done for me. Can't nobody tell it like I can tell it, because, honey, I'm telling you, when I was lost and couldn't find my way, God led me. He led me. He didn't leave me. He led me. He brought me right on into the fold, and I thank him today. I thank God for doing that. I thank him for doing that. I'm telling you, man was saying some things, but he didn't call me like the Lord called me. So, I give him praise. I give God glory on tonight. You know, it's just a testimony for me to be even sitting here. It's a testimony. It's a testimony because, you know, the way they stand, I'm not even supposed to be sitting up. You know, nothing but God. God is my healer. God is my everything. So I don't worry about other stuff. I don't worry about what man say, but what God do. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what they say, what I need. I don't care. Because it's all about God. Everything is about God. And I thank him tonight for giving me strength to be on, because I didn't feel like being on. But I thank God on tonight. I don't care if I don't have but a whisper of breath. It's going to be for the Lord. It ain't going to be for nothing else but for him. That's what it's going to be for. So whatever it is, I just thank him for allowing me an opportunity to be back on this praise, prayer, and prophecy hour. However God want to use me tonight, you know, I just ask God to use me and get me out of the way and use me for whatever purpose he intend to use me for tonight. God is good. God is a good God. And I just thank him for my husband. I thank him for my children, grandchildren, and great-grand. I thank him for the end-time men and women of War Global Ministries, the Life Support Outreach Church, and the Prayer Room Ministries. These are the ministries that we have in church. I just thank God. I thank God on tonight for each one of them. I thank God for our Bible, our children's Bible class. I thank God for all the other things that God has given me and given us to do and to start doing. I thank God for the live streaming that I have not yet started, but will be started around the 1st of April. I thank God. He didn't have to do that. He didn't have to give me that. But I thank God. And it's already paid for. I thank God. All I got to do is do it. I thank him tonight. God is a good God. I hear him say innocent. I don't know what he means by that, but he says innocent. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 But he's such an awesome God, and I depend on God for everything. I depend on him for everything. I can't do nothing by myself. I can't walk nowhere by myself. I can't speak by myself. I can't put my clothes on by myself without God. I just thank God. We think that we can do these things because they're supposed to come natural to us. But, honey, if it wasn't for God touching your life every day that you live, you'd be putting your shoes on your head, giving you a right mind. We take stuff like that for granted, but I don't, because I know if I didn't have him, I wouldn't be able to walk up and down the steps. I thank God that I wouldn't be able to lay down, get up, do nothing by myself, but it's him. That's him that I live, move, and have my being in the Lord, and I thank him for it. I'm telling you, I just thank God on tonight. And I don't know if we have any more testimony on tonight, but this is our testimony period right here. And I'm going to play another song if I can get one real quick. I'll play one and see what the Lord says. I give God praise. Ooh.
The praise on the inside that I can't keep to myself. A holler it up from the depths of my soul. So excuse me if I seem a little giddy or maybe even strange, but praise is the way I say them. Yeah.
praise the Lord. I got a praise down on the inside that I can't keep to myself. I don't know who got a praise on the inside, but I know I do. God has been mighty good to me, and I just thank him today. Do we have any more testimonies on today? Well, I just thank and praise God myself. I give God praise on tonight. I don't know if you're on this line, if you're on this radio broadcast, you got a testimony because you're on here. And I just, you know, God is a good God. And for everybody that's on here, I'm not going to pump and pram you because you already know how good God has been to you. I know how good he's been to me. So I'm just going to just thank him. I'm just thanking him. I just thank God. I thank him on tonight. He's so awesome. And I give him praise on tonight. I give him glory on tonight. I just thank God. I just give him glory. I give him glory. I magnify his name on tonight. I glorify his name. I just glorify his name on tonight. I thank God on tonight. He's just awesome. He's awesome. He's everything to me. And he started to be blessed to me. And I thank him for it. He woke me up this morning, started me on my way, got me up, got me ready. I've been up since early, 4:30, 5 o'clock this morning, been up all day, then ministered all day, then took my, you know, time out of whatever I was doing to minister to people and pray for them and all of this, and just thank him for giving me the strength to do it and to help people and to love them regardless of what they do and how they do and to forgive them. I just thank God on tonight. I thank God. I thank him so much. I just thank God. He's so awesome and loving and kind. I thank him for healing my body. I thank him for putting my heart back in shape. I thank him for healing my husband. I thank him for blessing my children and grandchildren and great-grand. I thank him for blessing these ministries on today. I thank God on today. I give him glory. Hallelujah. I give him praise. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, God is such a good God. We don't know how blessed we are until you hear somebody else's problems. I be ministering every day, and I hear other people's problems, and they just everyday people just like I am and going through so much. But I thank God that I'm not going through that right there. And somebody thanking God that they're not going through what I'm going through. But I thank God on today that God is with me. He'll never leave me. I just thank God. I thank God on today. He's an awesome, awesome, awesome God. And I give him praise. I give God glory on today. I look back and I just thank God for him bringing me this forth and be praying that I've done everything he called me to do, you know, that I in the past, because sometimes we don't and we think we have. And, you know, I just repent if I haven't, you know, done everything God has told me to do, has called me to do. You know, it's that's a blessing to be able to be doing what God called you to do. I give God praise on tonight, and I give him glory, and I thank him on tonight. I thank God on tonight. I keep hearing God say innocent. I don't know what that means. I know what it means. It means innocent. But he's saying innocent. More so mean like new, pure. He say he's waiting on somebody. He just said, I'm waiting on you. Things are going to get better. I hear the Lord say he's dealing with you in dreams and vision. You got to give me a name. He hasn't given me a name. Hmm. He says vision. He said he wants you to continue living a holy life in thinking, Lord. And live any kind of way, and be used of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up. Hallelujah. That's what I'm hearing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. Hallelujah. 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 Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Hallelujah. 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 He said, don't be weary in what you're doing, because you're going to reap. And if you don't faint, hallelujah, you're going to reap, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. He said some seeds, not just money seeds, but seeds. Yes, you're going to reap a harvest, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. Yeah, Lord, yes, Lord, thank you, thank you, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I hear him say, I'm just waiting for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, you wonderful Savior. Yes, God. Glory. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. You innocent. Oh, yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Keep your head held up. Yes, God. In the name of Jesus, lift up your head. Hallelujah. Don't let nobody bring you down. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're worthy to be praised, God. Hallelujah. I don't care what's going on. I don't care what's going on. I don't care what's happening. Go to Bosandrosi. Go to God in prayer. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Hallelujah. He says he's threatening you. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah, Minister Martin. Hallelujah. He's giving you strength. Hallelujah. Yes, to endure, to stand the storm. Hallelujah. I don't care what it looks like. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, God, you're so worthy, God. And you're worthy. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Yes, God. I don't care how much the devil tries. Yes, I lift up a standard against him. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Yes, God. He's lifting you up above any of that stuff. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you. Hallelujah. And I see it, he says. And I see it. And I see it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. You're so worthy tonight, God. You're worthy tonight, God. You're worthy. You're worthy tonight, God. Thank you. Thank you for the fire of God. I thank you for your anointing tonight. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for building me up in the name of Jesus. Where I'm torn down, God, thank you for strengthening me, God, tonight. Where I'm weak, God, I thank you for touching me, God, in the name of Ikolobo Sandarosi, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, putting your word in my mouth, in my ear, God. I thank you tonight. In the name of Jesus, in the, he said, get ready, get ready, get ready. In the name of Jesus, I'm calling you, calling you. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I hear him say something about familiar faces. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody blowing off steam. Gotta blow off steam. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, God, you're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. Yes, God. Yes, God. Your words carry weight. Your words carry weight. Be careful what you say. Your words carry weight. Yes, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I hear him say, Joe. I don't even know who Joe is. Hello. In the name of Jesus, I heard him say, Joe. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, God, whoever he is, Lord, I ask you right now to forgive him for everything that he's done, all of his sins. In the name of Jesus, Lord, he repent right now, God. And whatever it is, if he's sick, God, I ask you to touch him right now, God. In the name of Jesus, whatever it is, God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, touch right now. And I heard him say, Clara, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. He said he's coming my way. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, God. Lift up your head. Lift up your heads, each one of you. Yes, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, you everlasting doors, that the King of glory shall come in. We know who this King of glory is. Lift up your heads, each one of you, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Thank you. Thank you for opening doors. Hallelujah. He got a door opening for you, Prophetess Salah. He got a door open for you. Hallelujah. He got a door open for you. In the name of Jesus. Yes, God. Thank you tonight. Thank you tonight. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. As a whole. I hear him say, as a whole. So I guess he's talking about both of y'all. Hallelujah. As a family, hallelujah, doors are opening up, they swinging open, yes, God, thank you tonight, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, hallelujah, yes, God, yes, God, yes, hallelujah, yes, Jesus, yes, Jesus, yes, Jesus, I thank you tonight, I thank you, hallelujah, yes, God, you're so worthy, hallelujah, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You all are going to be blessed, Minister Sadler, even the more, Prophet Sadler. In the name of Jesus, because you got this kind of heart, a forgiving heart. He just completed it, a forgiving heart, and it's good to forgive. It's a good thing to forgive. Hallelujah! I just thank and praise God for that heart.
Hallelujah! Yes, Lord.
I just thank God for that forgiving heart. God said,
thank you, Lord.
That's the kind of heart that He can use to do, to minister, to do the things. You got to be able to love your enemies. You got to be able to pray for them. You got to be able to forgive. Even if you're right, sometimes you have to be able to forgive. And God, He likes that heart. He looks at your heart all the time. And even when people say and do wrong things, you just think about, well, maybe they had a reason to say this, or maybe just try to make something up for them. But God looks at your heart. He looks at the motive of your heart. He looks at things, you know, and you got the right kind of heart that God really, really can use.
That's
so watch for the doors that God is beginning to open for you in prophets.
Thank you.
Over there, I just thank and praise God on tonight for it, because it's the blessings coming, blessings,
Lord.
Overflow. I heard him say overflow, hallelujah.
Thank
you, Jesus. And try to stay in tune with God. Just stay in tune with God. You know, God, let's do what you've been doing and do some more if you can. I thank and praise God on tonight for it. Your house don't be blessed. For some things you've been through, the house going to be blessed. The house going to be blessed. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father.
And I just, it's just a heavy presence and a heavy anointing on this radio broadcast tonight. I just, he's been saying a few things. I'm not saying everything that God tell me over the radio broadcast, but I say as much as I can because, you know, God will tell you how to say and do things. And so when I get a chance to get with some people, I will say what the Lord has given me to say. But I hear him say, prophet is least, I hear him say practice. I don't know. Practice. He said practice. Practice.
Yeah.
And you will show up. He will show up. He said practice. I don't know what you're practicing, but God knows. Rely on me, he says, for your needs. But ask me for your needs. Your praises have come up before him. Yes. So many different people taking you the wrong way and taking what you say out of context. But you just keep on going and forgive them. Just keep going. Strong. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. He wants you to keep on witnessing.
Yeah.
Smile on your face. He said, keep on smiling. Mm-hmm. He looks at your heart also. Yes. I thank God on tonight. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I hear the Lord say it's going to be some mantles given. I don't know to who, but it's going to be some mantles given. Thank God. Holy is the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. God is going to be giving our mantles. For his purpose, he says, for his purpose. It's for his purpose. And he wants all of us to keep continually to pray. Just keep praying, and I know I do. I be praying, and he want all of us to pray, keep continually to pray and pray for the nation. Minister Martin, the Lord has been speaking to you. I don't know if you understand or that you paying attention, but he's been speaking to you. He's been kind of telling you little things, and you probably haven't been paying attention. You probably just think you was thinking it. But he'll put it on your heart. Gonna touch you. He's touching. He's healing you. Mm-hmm. We bind the spirit of infirmity now. And don't think because that you don't feel good sometimes that God doesn't know. He know it. He know it. And a lot of things that we go through, is because of the calling that's on our lives. A lot of even sickness that we go through, tests and trials. We go through. It's because of the calling that's on our lives. I'm only saying what God tell me to say. And some things, if they private, I won't say them. But God is real. God is real. He's real. God is real. He's worthy to be praised. He's a good God, a great King, a great God. And he is passing our mantle. He wants you to stay interested, Minister. I can hear him say, stay interested. Because you have a lot of stuff on you, things to do and stuff like that. But if you just talk to him, talk to him just like he is what he is, your daddy, your father. Talk to him. He'll tell you some things. He said he see the change in you, Prophetess Martin. He see the change. I see it too, but he see the change. I just thank God. I don't even want to dwell on it too much, but I just thank God. I thank God on tonight. I thank God. I thank God for this ministry. I thank God for each one of you. I just thank God on tonight. He's such a good God. And this ministry will be blessed. And each one of you all will be blessed. I thank God because, believe me, that fire is all over me, all around me. Believe me, I'm on fire. I'm on fire. And I thank God for his anointing. I thank him. I keep hearing this. Anyway, yeah. I thank God tonight. He's wonderful. And the more, you know, you pray and you ask God to bless other people, the more he's going to bless you. The more you pray and the more you help other people, the more God going to help you. So we gotta, and sometimes it won't be money. Sometimes it'll just be time, talent. It could be clothes. You know, God got a way. Whatever we need, it could be other things. I can name some things, but I won't. But God's gonna, cause he finna do something. God finna bless for y'all's obedience. God is gonna bless for the obedience of the people. And I thank God on tonight. I thank him on tonight. Mm-hmm. He's going to direct your path, Lisa. You have your own ministry. You have a ministry. God is going to direct your path. He wants you to get back on the saddle and start doing what you need to do. And this is like somewhat to speak a training ground for you to have opportunities. You probably can go somewhere else and have opportunities, but I hear what he's saying, and he's getting some things put together. He's getting some things put together, you know, but people, they so cold-hearted. And, you know, God see, and he knows. He see and he knows. Mm-hmm. Say something else, but God got you. God already got the battles already fought and the victories already won. So we're not going to even worry about that, but somebody going to get a promotion on their job or a promotion with God. He just said promotion. And when you get a promotion with God, you're getting elevated. I hear him say lay out before him. He wants us to lay out. I just thank and praise God because he told me some things. I'm telling you, I used to sit in the chair sometimes and pray because my knees are so bad from being on them. And he just brought a scenario to me. How couldn't I sit before him? I have to get down. If I can't do nothing but sit down low on the floor, that's how I feel when I come before the Lord. I don't know. But God is good. God is good. Somebody finna meet somebody, a new person coming to somebody. If you didn't meet him today, you're going to meet them next week. One of y'all. And be careful. Because everybody, God don't send everybody. The devil send people too. We need to start enjoying and laugh. I hear him say we need to laugh. We need to, you know, be in good spirits. I say we need to just be in good spirits because God is a good God. And encourage one another. Oh, a whole lot of stuff is passing now, you know, but we still got to keep doing what we're doing. We still got to stay before the Lord. We still got to do that. We still got to do what God called us to do. We got to get down before the Lord. We got to hear his instruction. I heard the Lord say something about payroll. I don't know. Anybody having problems with payroll? I don't know. Checks or something? I don't know. But I heard the Lord speak about some payroll. Anyway, still, he's still working on Talia. He's working some things out for her. He's teaching her to have faith and depend on him for the things that she needs. I hear him say again, she's willing. And he's going to bless her. I thank God for that. He says she's willing. I thank God on tonight. Say she's chosen. Thank you, Lord. You said she's chosen. Definitely. He's going to take her the two or three different ways, he say, but he's going to have her on staying focused and not being distracted by nothing that's coming. Thank you, Lord. Ooh. Thank you, God. He keep giving me names. Gave me somebody named Willie or William. And he said, anoint the children, anoint all the babies, all the children need to be anointed. It's going to get warm now, and they'll be able to go outside and go and do things. We need to keep them anointed. Even ourselves, but the children, that he's giving you space. Prophetess Morton, he's giving you space. I guess he means time. I don't really know, but that's what I hear. He's giving you space. He said, keep reading. He wants his word in you. He wants his word in all of us. And you know, you'll be surprised what these children know. You'll be surprised how much they know about the Lord and the experiences they've had. And I hear him say they need a testimony. They need to be able to testify about the goodness of the Lord. Lord, I ask you to fill their house with glory. Let this anointing just be where they are, God. In the name of Jesus, let this heat that's on me be where they are, God. Be on them, God. In the name of Jesus. He said you're carrying a heavy load, Q. It's in your mind. You know. He said, it's all right. Everything is all right. I'll be praying for your mom. Just going to be praying for your mom because if anybody, God, is covering her. You Lord, I'm going to pray for Miss Cora too. Ask you, Lord, to cover her in the blood of Jesus and encamp your angels all around her mouth, Lord, to protect her, God, from all hurt, form, or danger, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you bless her, Lord. You know what she's stand in need of on tonight. Bless her right now, God. Bless her right now, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Mm. I hear the Lord say, money coming. Mm-hmm. Money coming, I'm telling you. From the north, the south, the east, and the west, money is coming. Yes, yes. Yes. Blessing. Yes. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Lord, bless our families, God. Bless our sisters and brothers, Lord. Bless our cousins, God, our family, Lord. Lord, they need you. We need you. We can't make it without you, Jesus. Yes, God. Thank you. And I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. I got to get out of this because I'm... just in the heat right now. Your name, O Hanga. We thank you. We thank and praise God on tonight. He said some more things, but I get with y'all. Mm-hmm. He said some more things, but things are going to be straightened out too in each one of us and in our homes and stuff. Some things are going to be straightened out. So we thank and praise God on tonight for this praise, prayer, and prophecy hour. I thank God for speaking to me. I thank God for the words that he said to me. I thank God. I don't take this for granted. I don't take it for granted because he can use anybody else. But I thank and praise God for an opportunity to be used by God. So I just thank and praise God. I'm not going to hold you any longer. I just, it'd be feeling so good and just so blessed when the Lord show up. I'm trying not to be too excited. They told me to just stay calm and not get too excited, but you know that's a hard thing to do because God excites me. The Holy Spirit excites me. The anointing excites me. There's no way. You know, I thank him on tonight. So that's why I wasn't in the same mold and pattern that I've been in, but I still feel the heavy anointing that God has on my head and in my back and my neck and my ears. It's awesome. So, Father, I thank you for each one of them. I thank you for each one. Lord, do it for them, God. You know what they need. Do it for them, Lord. Do it, God. Bless the families. Cover the ministry. Cover us, God. Thank you for the word. Father, I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord maketh his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. I just, you all have a blessed night and y'all go in peace. Shalom, y'all go in peace. And tomorrow we'll be on our children's Bible class. And then Sunday we'll have our service. So God bless you all. I love each one of you. You know, if you need me to call me, okay? God bless you. Love you.
We love you.
Amen.
Good night.
Love you all. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night. Good night.